Oh my gosh, budgeting is wild. I am trying to make progress every day. I am, as you guys know, like deeply into rebuilding my finances. It is very hard to keep motivated, but I am constantly looking at the numbers, constantly like looking at ways to cut stuff, and I'm looking for new ways to save. And when I do, I can find my financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I have constantly had to deal with overdraft fees my entire life. When I first learned what they were upon getting my first bank account, it was a very rude awakening. I also learned about something when I was writing my book, where a lot of banks take out money from your account in the order that makes you have overdraft fees, which is so unfair. But Chime allows you an overdraft of up to $200 with no fees. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps you make progress with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit. Set up direct deposit into your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money mailbag episode. I'm your host, Gabe S. Dunn. For those of you watching on Patreon, you can see that I have a breakout on my forehead because testosterone, who knows why. The acne is acneing. I am working on that spiritually and emotionally. I'm working to get value neutral about it. How's that? If you are new to this show, this is where I read your emails, your comments, talk about some news stories. We got some responses to our conversation in a previous mailbag about farming, and you guys had a lot to say, so I'm excited about this because we did ask for thoughts and opinions. So let's get into a message about farming. Hi, Gabe. I'm a semi-frequent listener to Bad With Money and a weekly listener to JBU. Both so good. JBU is my other show, just between us. By the way, I love that you're like, honestly, like, I listen to Bad With Money sometimes, but I never miss JBU. Thanks, babe. I'm just kidding. Okay. I just listened to your mailbag episode that touched on farming and I felt the need to write in. I'm 31, have been working in agriculture since I was 20. I grew up in a city, have no generational wealth, no family owns no land, and I have been working as a professional farmer, not homesteader or gardener, for all of my adult life. Basically, I'm writing in because I see how much misinformation or misunderstanding there is in my demographic, middle class adjacent, college educated, young, there is about farming. I've been told by peers for years there's no point in farming unless you're doing it for yourself. I can't think of many other professions that are frowned upon unless you own the company. The upfront privilege and capital it takes to have your own successful farm is big. If you see a young couple with a farm, it's more often than not funded by generational wealth. I'm now in a unique situation where I am trying to buy a turnkey operation through USDA loans. It's wild. I've learned a lot and thought I would be a good resource for anyone in a similar situation or just wants to learn. I have worked on middle to large size production farms that sell via wholesale and direct to consumer, and it is such an interesting view on capitalism because the veil is so thin on how the system works on the backs of migrant workers. Yes, even great organic farms. Whoa, speak on it, speak on it. This is amazing. This is an unhinged email, but I just had to send something in. It is not an unhinged email. It's full of great information. And I think you really spoke the truth. These are some hard truths. So it's not unhinged. It's great. If I hear another person say they got their land from a family member, even if they had to buy it, I'm going to barf. Thank you for your content. And also, I'm queer and I'm trying to buy this new farm with my girlfriend. So I also have information on being femme and gay in the farming world. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot going on for you there. I appreciate you writing in. I don't think it's unhinged to come in with different opinions or to come in with, you know, things from your own personal experience. I'm sure getting a farm with no generational wealth or with no family involved is way more difficult. And I'm sure people feel good about themselves for buying organic and they don't really understand what's going on behind the scenes. So more information is always better, especially if it contradicts what people might think or know already. That's the whole point of this podcast. So you did it. This is another message about farming. Follow up on farmer conversation. Hey, Gabe, I'm so glad that the group on Discord brought up issues around farming. I've been working in food systems and local and regional food economies work for about 10 years, and how much our food costs is such a layered and complicated issue. Between crop insurance and subsidies, commodity programs, tax breaks, environmental factors, labor, and development pressure. I wanted to recommend my mentor, Paula Daniels, as a guest on your podcast. Paula has a podcast of her own called The 30% Project and recently co-authored a book on the idea of true cost accounting. I think your listeners would really love learning more about the idea of true cost accounting and why our food costs what it does. Thanks for everything, Hallie. Okay, I would love that. I'll put Paula Daniels on the list. I think getting into more of what things actually cost and why is a great idea. I've never heard of true cost accounting, actually. Let me look up a definition of it. True cost accounting. I will say one thing on this show. We do look it up. Here's the motto for Bad with Money. Bad with Money, colon, we sure look it up. Okay. True cost accounting is a new way of identifying the real costs of a specific product or service. TCA calculates not only the direct costs of raw materials and labor, but also the effects on the natural and social environment in which a company operates. Ooh, I love that. Thank you so much for writing in. I think that would be an amazing guest to have. Hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting key root causes of thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. Thinning hair is different for men and women, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow based on your biology, life stage, such as postpartum or menopause, and lifestyle factors, such as plant-based lifestyles. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficiency. In clinical trials, 72% of men saw more scalp coverage after taking Nutrafol Men's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months, and 86% of women saw improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code BADMONEY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BADMONEY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BADMONEY. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. I don't know if you know, but I'm a business myself, and I have to run everything on my own, and it is very difficult, especially to deliver you a product such as this podcast. Luckily, I have Melissa to help me, and we want to keep all the money that we make. So how do we do that? NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit from NetSuite. Everything is so expensive. How do I boost performance? How do I pay everyone? How do I cut costs? Here you go. You want inventory? You want financial systems in the cloud? You got it, baby. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 I have been using Mint to manage my finances, but bad news, Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There's a better alternative, Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarch.com/badmoney. It is very stressful, confusing, and time-consuming to manage my finances. I try all the apps, as you guys know, and I've just been like flighty with them. They've never stuck. But now I have Monarch, and it is easy to use. It has powerful features like collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, product improvements. It's just been really helpful to see everything laid out and especially be able to collaborate if I want to. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Yeah, we've talked about that a lot here. Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and reoccurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Of course, I've been frustrated in the past with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads. So was Monarch. So they built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. We never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring in one place so easy. Like, think about how much you have to do in order to hire someone and how much you have to gather, plus scheduling, plus messaging. Like, if I was looking to hire someone, I would feel that it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish that I could use Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, so now we have a message from the Discord about unions. Well, we talked about pensions in our episode with Ann Lester about retirement. And someone on the Discord mentioned that in that conversation, they were chanting unions, 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 because we were talking about pensions and what sort of places still provide pensions. And I guess we did not mention unions specifically. So this person writes in the Discord, the union holds the pension versus employers, and unions do have members in for 30, 40, 50 years. So a pension would be a retirement plan that you pay into through your employer and then you receive it. And then the employer gives it to you after a certain time. Now, the thing is that this is more guaranteed and an older school, but you don't have as much control over what it goes into. So this person continues, everyone in my union is automatically enrolled in the pension plan. The pension is vested after 5 years. If someone leaves before the 5-year mark, they don't get anything. We also have a 401k that people can choose to enroll in. So yeah, I haven't really looked into the WGA pension plan. Maybe I should. My work is so flex, it might not have the consistency it needs, but I should look into it. So this is a message from Boring Stephanie regarding our retirement episode with Ann Lester. I did tell Boring Stephanie there is a new sheriff in town in terms of soothing informational episodes. She took it really well. So yeah, she had some insight into the retirement Ann Lester episode. So I'm going to read these insights because what Stephanie says is always very well thought out and easy to understand. Stephanie says, it was a really good interview. I agreed with so much of what she said. Commit to saving your future raises. Yes, but do have a few notes because I'm boring. One, she's clearly not philosophically committed to index funds. I'm ride or die. She loves target funds, but those come in two flavors. Ones that invest in index funds, great. And ones that invest in actively managed funds. High cost, low tax efficiency, not good, in my opinion. After spending 30 years in a job where index funds were an existential threat to her livelihood, that's not surprising. So yeah, she was advisor at Northwestern Mutual. But to me, she really blew it on not emphasizing the simple point that actively managed funds are expensive because part of your money goes to paying people a ton of money to do her old job. Over the last few decades, investor money has poured into index funds. Lower fees on index funds have helped keep down nationwide inflation. Collectively, we are voting with our wallets. She kind of poo-poos, glosses past fee-only, flat hourly rate type financial advisors and makes it seem like paying a percentage of your portfolio is reasonable and the way to go. Again, fee-only is an existential threat to so many in the industry who truly don't earn their keep. This interview on the topic is great. Advice only. financial.com. And then it's an interview with Alan Roth, which I'll talk about a bit more here. His website is datetobedull.com. Of course, he is my investing comrade. 3. In my opinion, the most valuable thing a financial advisor can do is tax planning. This is what the actual best advisors will tell you. The second most valuable thing a planner can do is help with holistic financial planning, which involves so much more than investments like insurance, estate planning, asset protection, etc. I 100% agree that if you are not comfortable asking your advisor questions, you should fire them. Wow. See, Stephanie, that's not boring. That's spicy. 4. I think the best way to feel less anxious and confused about personal finance is education. Nobody you hire will ever care about your money as much as you have riding on it as you. You have to take charge of your own money, whether you pay people to help with it or not. If everything is riding on blindly trusting your advisor, that's a bad plan. 5. For self-employed people, a solo 401k is often superior to a SEP. She was incorrect that a self-employed person cannot have their own 401k. Once she said you couldn't have one, later she said she wasn't sure. The solo 401k annual contribution maximum in 2023 is $66,000 and $69,000 in 2024. It's not as administratively simple as setting up a SEP, but I think good providers like Vanguard make solo 401k setup pretty straightforward. This article's a little old, but on point. Whitecoatinvestor.com. I love what she was saying about how it takes several years of saving for it to feel like building momentum. So true. Okay, so this article about solo 401ks, I actually have been looking at intensely because let's talk about what's going on with me. So I have a SEP. I have been running that SEP through NetX Investor, which used to be Pershing LLC, for years. I have looked at that SEP and I think that maybe I could do a better job just putting it in index funds and sort of letting it sit. My idea is to put it in Vanguard and to do the sort of VT Sachs of it all, which you can look up. It's basically putting stuff in the Vanguard index fund, S&P 500 index fund, and then leaving it. This article where it talks about its Forbes advisor, SEP IRA versus solo 401k, which should you choose? I've actually been looking at that very intensely because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. And the idea that I'm having is maybe to switch the SEP into a Vanguard solo 401k. So that's something that you can do as a self-employed person. I'm just learning this. I'm just figuring this out. This is all new to me. I guess this was something that stood out to you guys that I missed. Basically, the SEP that I have is a simplified employee pension plan. So I run my company, Noted Bisexual Inc., and then I pay myself out of that company. And the retirement SEP IRA is for me, the person who works for me, if that makes sense. And a 401k plan comes from a company. So like you might have a 401k at your big boy job. But since I only have one employee from my company, Noted Bisexual LLC, I have a SEP IRA. It's a good choice here. The Forbes advisor says it's a good choice for solo entrepreneurs or gig workers. There's also better tax breaks than a personal IRA because I'm getting it through my S Corp, my company. And the tax deduction for a SEP IRA can be nearly 9 times that of a traditional or Roth IRA, according to this Forbes article. But the key difference between a SEP IRA and a 401k, solo 401k, is that only the employer can make contributions to the SEP. So I am taking my company, Noted Bisexual, and I am putting into the SEP for me, the employee. The employee is not permitted to make their own contribution. So that means that my contribution is 25% lesser of the compensation that I'm getting for my company. They are tax deductible up to the IRS limits. So it's basically like a dollar to dollar reduction of taxable income. That is better for me to have than a personal Roth. So like to get that, I'm trying to explain this to you guys very simply because it's hard for me to explain, but in order to get the SEP, I had to create my LLC or my S Corp, depending on how much money I had coming in. And then I take from my business, pay into my own SEP. So me as a business is paying me as a person. A solo 401k is a 401k plan for individuals. So it's a retirement plan that is for self-employed people. If I run a small business with like another employee, I would not be eligible to save for a solo 401k. But since I would just do it for myself, I'm able to do it and I'm able to have a greater annual contribution and a bigger tax deduction depending on my income. So the contribution limit for a solo 401k is, as Stephanie said, $69,000 in 2024. That's a lot. SEP IRAs have like a lower number that you can put in. Now, this depends on how much you actually want to dump into retirement and how much you want to keep for use because you can't really pull it out of retirement without facing tax fees, which sucks. So you never want to put more in than what you feel you can live on. It's very tempting, especially for me, to put as much into retirement as possible so that it's not like taxed. You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter how much you're saving on taxes if you don't have money to live on and you're just dumping it in. Plus, there are other tax advantage accounts you can have, like a health savings account or flexible savings account that you can look into. So don't feel tempted because the number is so high to put everything in there. If you do have the ability to, though, obviously that is like a great choice. And it is invested. You're not saving for retirement. You're investing for retirement. So your money is going into the stock market. That requires you to have the fortitude to let it sit, or to have the fortitude to see it fluctuate and not think, oh my God, it fluctuated in a year and it's lower. I have to panic and do something. You have to be able to look at it lowering and say, this is a long-term plan. This is something that's going to be, I'm going to need to worry about in 30 years. Don't worry about it. Don't start making plans for, 6 months out if you see things getting lower. In fact, I was talking to Alex, who's been on the show a few times, about this. And there is something to my enemy, Charlie Munger. There's something to that of, he was calling it invert. And basically, it's like do the opposite of what you would think you would have to do. So if the stock market goes down, buy. Seems obvious. We've all talked about this. We've all heard about this. And there's a great Money with Katie episode, who's also been a guest on the show, where she talks about how at the beginning of COVID, it was like, well, there's always economic downturns. There's always economic downturns. But this is like unprecedented. This is a pandemic. This is wild. The stock market went back up. So I'm wondering, and maybe you guys have thoughts on this, if I should change my SEP to a solo 401k. I can do that using my business, same as how I run through my S Corp. And I'm thinking that it might be better for me to have a little bit more control over what I'm investing in, maybe have the ability to be a little more aggressive, not aggressive in the sense of like doing risky stuff, but, just have a bit more of a hand in it. So I don't know. What do you guys think? This is an ongoing learning situation, an ongoing debate that I'm having. The other thing that I'm doing is I'm looking into switching my business to another bank account. And then I've also, well, maybe I'll get into this at another time, but I've also started using different budgeting apps to look at which ones are the best for me being able to holistically see my money, to set budgeting targets, to be able to look at what I'm spending and make sure that I'm keeping track of stuff more. Because my prior budget, you guys, was in Excel, and I don't want to talk about it. I mean, I obviously am talking about it publicly, but yeah, I'm going to let you guys know what I do. And as you guys know, because of my breakup, I had to pull money out of the stock market. I had about 30K in the stock market a couple years ago, and I had to take it out to live on because of this breakup that went very, very south. If anyone's ever been divorced, you know what I'm talking about. And now I'm going to start putting money, not just my retirement, but putting money that I've earned back into the stock market in a brokerage account. So I'm very excited to start doing that again. It feels like a really nice privilege that I'm able to start from scratch, which is hard. It's a hard pill to swallow, but here we are. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories, and also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'll leave you with one more message from the mailbag that has to do with farming. Listening to the new mailbag now, and as someone who works in the seed testing industry, happy to answer any questions on it, by the way, because I didn't even know it existed until I saw the job listing and applied because I needed a job, LOL. Our bonuses each year are at least partially dependent on how good the corn soy crop yield is. And let me tell you, driving through the endless farm fields of the Midwest and seeing the delayed planting slash harvest because of climate change really has a bigger impact when you know your potential bonus is tied up in it. Also, we do a test for corn that mimics a cold, wet spring, which isn't legally required, but helps us give the consumers slash farmers an idea of how well certain seed lots will perform if they plant early and then spring is colder or wetter than anticipated. Very interesting, but also one of my least favorite tests to do because it is very messy. Also, seed is expensive at a large scale. A 1 pound bag of watermelon seeds costs up to $30,000. Each sample we do is representative of millions of dollars of seeds, Maggie. Jesus Christ, $30,000 of seeds? That is wild. Wow. And here I am just eating watermelon and spitting out the seeds. Those seeds are gold. I got to be saving them in a bag. And then I don't know doing what with them. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you everyone for writing in about farming. I love that we were able to bookend farm, retirement, existential crisis, farm. That's sort of what this show is giving you. If you want to write in, you should do so at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. If you think I'm making terrible decisions, please let me know. If you're like, Jesus Christ, Gabe, I'm listening to this with my hands up, absolutely screaming, write in. This is all, we're all learning. And I share way too much on this show, way too much. I'm asking to be mansplained to, and I transitioned to be a man. But I guess trans men can still get mansplained to, and we can mansplain. The duality of mansplaining. If you want to follow us, you can do so at BWM Pod. It really helps actually to follow on Instagram. Please do so. You can follow me at Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram. And if you want to see video of this, my beautiful S pimpled face, you can do so at patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual. Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane King. Post-production sound by Coco Lorenz. And music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.